it was an emotional time for me. You know, you get so caught up in your work at home and your role at home, and then you just kind of put yourself, time stands still for a week, and it becomes very cathartic. You're not just laying a foundation for someone else's home. It's something more than that.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Taylor, and we are here today with John Alspaugh and Susan Bertocchi. They were both members of our Belize mission trip team that traveled down there in January 2024, in case you're watching this in the future. But they traveled with us, and we're going to have a little discussion on what the trip was like, what we did there, and just get their impressions and see if we can talk some of you guys into joining us in July also. So, all right, John, tell us who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm John Alspaugh, and I live in North Carolina, just outside of Winston-Salem. And I got associated with the Fit Father program. I found it online, doing some searches and seeing it on YouTube. And so that's how I got introduced to it and got involved back in March, just about a year, almost getting up to a year ago.
Oh, good.
And been on the program for that since March of last year, 2023.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's how I got involved, and I heard about the trip that was coming up, and I've actually always wanted to go to Belize. I've always wanted to snorkel in there, and heard about how beautiful that is, and so I had that interest, and of course was had a great experience with the Fit Father program. So those coincided.
Great. That's wonderful. Yeah, it's nice when two things come together like that, isn't it? Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Well, Susan, tell us something about yourself, who you are, where you're at, what you do, you know, whatever.
I'm Susan Bertocchi, and I live in Parker, Colorado, which is about 20 miles south of the Denver area. I own a little ice cream and chocolate shop there in Parker, Colorado. And, you know, it's really, I'm on the struggle bus every day to try and keep, you know, make myself, you know, a fit mom, as they say, right? So that's a challenge. And, you know, I try to stay on track, and I really, you know, it's hard. So when I'm scrolling YouTube at night, I'm usually scrolling about, you know, fitness and food and, you know, why I shouldn't put in my body, and kind of, you know, use YouTube as kind of my support group. And one day I was talking to a friend, and I said, you know, I'd really like to go on another mission trip. This wasn't my first mission trip. And and as I was scrolling that evening, as AI would have it, what shows up but a trip to Belize. Coincidentally, it's a mission trip. And I say, wow, is this a God thing, or is this an AI thing? Is this a tech thing, or is this, you know, what would this be? And I don't know, I had a calling just to sign up. And unlike John, I had never heard of the Fit Mother or Fit Father project at that time. So it was very intriguing. And I actually went on the trip not knowing anything about Fit Mother, Fit Father at all. And soon came to fall in love with the project, Dr. A, Craig, Jen, you know, Rob, and the entire team.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, because I was going to ask you, because I knew you found us in a different way. So you attended the trip without ever having known about Fit Father, Fit Mother, and still took the dive. What made you be willing to jump in?
I think that's just the kind of person I am, kind of a fearless in that way. And I do love meeting new people, and I love small groups, whether it be at church or, you know, book club, or, you know, just meeting with an intimate group of people that I've never met before. It kind of intrigues me. And that's something that's not really new to me. So I dove right in, not feeling afraid at all, just really feeling, you know, eager to meet all of you.
Well,
and that's, you know, and I learned so many new things about so many of the attendees. And I think that's what really impressed me the most.
Great. That's wonderful. We're certainly glad you joined us. And you made a wonderful addition to the group. And I think it was a pretty good week overall. So now you both told us kind of how you found this, how you found out about the trip and all. So let's get to Belize. What were your first impressions when you landed, when you started looking around, when you started seeing where you were at and what was happening? Susan, you can go first this time.
So I was the last person to arrive in Belize. You remember that afternoon? I had some problems with airplanes and all that. So I ended up taking a direct flight from Denver to Belize, which was a blessing in and of itself because it's just a four-hour trip. And really, when I landed in Belize, it's not unlike any other small airport in the Caribbean, if you've ever been down there, or Central America. So that didn't really surprise me. But when, you know, I was the only one in my little, you know, I was the only one to travel to Belize, like by myself, to meet you guys. So I think when I met you at the airport, when I met Dr. A and some part of the rest of the group, I was immediately welcomed with open arms. I mean, I think I went to shake a hand and somebody just put their arms around me. And that, you know, when you're in place by yourself, all alone, even though I'm somewhat comfortable with that, that really made me feel, I mean, the hospitality of that group and of the leadership of the team, most importantly, was it really was an emotional feeling for me just immediately, you know, when I landed. And that didn't end the entire trip.
Oh, that's really neat. Yeah, it is pretty special when you make those connections, surprise, right, or whatever. It's a pretty special.
And actually, another thing was, you know, when I left Denver, I thought, oh, I'm going to go to, you know, this fit mother group, fit father group, and there's going to be a bunch of yogi meditation kind of people there, you know? And I thought, you know, I'll fit in kind of, but I don't know, you know, I'm going to be the least fit person there. And, you know, because I didn't exercise regularly and all that. And I came to learn that, you know, they were all shapes and sizes and all different backgrounds. And, you know, that impressed me that it wasn't a discriminating kind of trip. You know, everyone was welcome. And it was a great trip. I don't know.
Good.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you. John, mm-hmm. Your first impressions, your thoughts when things first started to unwrap and how things were.
Well, I was, I guess I was so excited to come. I came in a day early.
That's
so
true.
I was thinking probably the first person there that wasn't part of the staff or whatever. So I got, I stayed in another hotel that was right near the airport, and they had free transportation to and from. So I thought, hey, that'd be perfect. I also saved up on the airline to pay for it. So we just got there. My wife came with me, and she was on the trip with me, and she was excited about coming too. And so anyway, we got there, and we got to spend some time transportation was limited with us because we didn't have a vehicle, and y'all were coming in the next day, so we mostly spent the time at the resort we were staying at for one night. We did get to go into town one time, but anyway, we just it was great being, especially in January, coming into a tropical climate. Wasn't complaining about that
for sure.
You know, we just a few minutes outside of the airport. There's some was a nice area, so we liked that, and next to a river. So that was nice. But really, when we got to the airport to meet, where everybody was meeting just outside the door that you get out of once you get out of customs, and there was a big crew there already, and that was just fun. I mean, the leadership had on T-shirts, and so we knew who was who, and we're right outside the door. There's a Belize shirt right there.
Yeah, wear it for the day.
So it was great to see all of them, and right away it was just like a party. I mean, it was great social aspect to it. And I'm going to say this, too, about the staff, which I was saving this for later, but I'm just going to say it. I was happy to see that, you know, this organization from Dr. A down to the staff and everybody there that was helping out, you know, the quality of their life and the care and the concern that they, I mean, it really is a quality group that really care about what they're doing, care about their mission, and take care of folks. And it was well thought through. And so anyway, I loved all of that. You know, they had a meal for me, Any other folks there right away that we could eat out there while we're waiting for everybody to land? And so anyway, I was very excited to see it. And it was great to get things started already to be able to visit with folks, because the people, probably the best thing about all of it was the group we were with, the staff and the people there, the locals too, that we were working with. So that was a great time.
Yeah. Meeting at the airport, gathering everybody together, it's such a crazy time because, of course, we're not the only ones coming out those doors. And it's just a really little narrow area where you can meet, mingle, and stuff like that. So we're trying there. There are people asking us if we need taxis. It's pretty crazy. And for me, because I was there a day earlier to kind of get my feet under me and stuff like that, the locals who we are hosts were the ones who met us at the airport. And I was the first one. Rob came a little bit later. And so I'd met Ed and the family first. And so I was standing there talking to people I didn't know at all. But as you've learned also, they're just so friendly and so welcoming. It wasn't bad at all, of course. You know, it was just fun. When you guys all started coming out the doors, it was just, yeah, it became a party. It's just exciting. It's just such a great way to get things rolling. So okay, we throw you in a van. We drive you an hour north out of the city. Anybody worried yet? No. But then the real experience begins. You have basically a week in Belize. Most of the week in the area where we're at, it's called Orange Walk Town. Tell us about your week. Doesn't matter to me who goes first. Somebody pipe up. Just tell us about your week. What you did. What you liked. The people you met, big highlights, just anything. Just kind of tell us what happened.
Well, I knew we were going down there to serve others, and I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And I knew that I wanted to meet new people. Box check, box check, box check. You know, I think all the boxes were checked. What I didn't know is exactly what we were going to do. And I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what our tasks were going to be. And just to back up a little bit, I think when I signed up for this trip, it was through Fit Mother Project, and I thought it would be all women on this trip. I really did. So it was a surprise to me to see that there were mostly gentlemen on the trip, and you know, that it didn't displease me at all. But I think that we all kind of mingled in together quite well. There were some married people, some single people, some people that had left their spouse at home, like myself. And anyway, we didn't know what our tasks would be. I didn't know what our tasks would be that week. And what I seem to remember is, I think it was either you or Rob, somebody saying on the first day, okay, what would you like to do? Would you like to go out to the work site, or would you like to work in the kitchen? And I thought, I work in the kitchen every day. So I'm going to volunteer. I can use some vitamin D coming from Colorado. You know, it's wintertime here, January. And I said, I'm going to volunteer to go outside. And I didn't really know what everyone else was choosing. So I come to learn the next day when we were getting ready to, you know, perform our tasks, that I was, I think it was Cindy and I were the only people, the only women that were outside. And I ended up with a shovel in my hand, and I have the blisters to prove it. So, you know, and I really loved it. I loved, you know, shoveling, and, you know, Jen was there. We were dancing to try and pound the sand. We built a house. So our task as the outside people was to lay the foundation on, you know, of a house that would soon, you know, be gifted to Ramoni and her family. And it, you know, when I was thinking about, you know, when I was shoveling the dirt and shoveling the, you know, doing all kinds of, you know, just laying the foundation to the house, and Jen, one of your, you know, the team members there at Mother, she joined me, and we held hands, and we were kind of getting our steps in, stomp the sand down to make sure that the foundation was laid firmly. I mean, there's so much to say about that. It's just more than laying a foundation of dirt. I mean, if you think about it, you know, it became an emotional moment for me, just watching all of these hard men at work, like, you know, real men. You don't see that nowadays, you know, it just real men working hard and with women supporting them. You know, Cindy was on the sidelines supporting the men with, you know, food or water. And it was an emotional time for me. You know, you get so caught up in your work at home and your role at home, and then you just kind of put yourself, time stands still for a week, and you're put into a completely different situation, and it becomes very cathartic. You know, you're not just laying a foundation for someone else's home. It's something more than that. And I forgot what the question was. How was our week? Yeah. I mean, our week.
What
was
did you do? You got a good start to that. I mean,
we worked hard. You know, it was hard labor for me for the first couple of days, and then on the third day or the fourth day, it all, yeah. You know, kind of mushes together. But you know, I decided, okay, I had enough blisters, and there's enough other men to do that kind of hard labor, so I would, you know, join the women in the kitchen, and we just. Again, it's more than cutting peppers and cutting onions and, you know, bringing food. It is a very emotional time, and you're very vulnerable, and you kind of share things that you wouldn't share with other people, with a bunch of strangers. And I think it was all, like I said, it was very cathartic for a lot of people that were on that trip there. Some really deep in their faith, including myself. It wasn't a religious trip, so to speak. But it kind of became very deep, a very deep experience for some in very religious ways, or just even just very, you know, emotional ways. A lot of folks that attended, and that was a big takeaway for me.
Hey, it's Dr. Ray. I want to quickly pause this episode to thank you for listening to this Fit Father podcast. I am just blown away at how amazing this podcast has become. I had no idea when I started the FFP around 10 years ago that it would grow into such an impactful mission. And I want to let you know that I am so grateful to be connected to you in this lifetime. And on behalf of me and my entire team, we are so grateful to be in your life, helping you get and stay healthier for your family. That's what I want to share. Just some gratitude from my heart to yours. Let's get back to today's episode.
So you brought up that one of our main purposes is to build a house for Imani. She's a single woman, a single mother, with four kids. She left a life of, well, she'd been battered. She was a abused wife. And so she left with her kids, and she's living on, I call it the compound, the area where we stay. There's a house and a church and some other things, a big kitchen. She lives there now and has been hoping and wishing and praying for a house for several years. And so it's our mission to go and finish that for her. So yeah, on this first step, we were able to go and get the foundation done. And that's where we left it. So Romani is left with a foundation and not a house yet. So we're taking a trip back in July. Hopefully we'll have all the funds raised to have them working on it between now and then. And when we get there, hopefully we'll be able to finish the project for her. And so then she and her family can move into their new home. So that's kind of one of the missions of one of the purposes of what our trip was for. Just a kind of backstory there. John, you tell us something yes. else about the week. What else stood out in your mind? What else was a highlight? What did you enjoy? You know, what did you learn? Whatever.
Yeah, I started off in the kitchen working. And then I ventured out to do the hard labor too. Not that it wasn't hard labor in the kitchen too, but anyway, one of the things that they gave us the opportunity to do was to go and have a meal. Small group, go have a meal at one of the local folks that were involved with the church and their family, you know, just to go see how they live. And so they were gracious enough to host us to do that. And, you know, if you're not aware, they've referred to the country of Belize as a second world country, meaning that, you know, they have electricity, indoor electricity and water and things of that nature. And the average person that lived there had that. But there was, you know, compared to the what would be considered in the U.S. as being, or Canada, I think we had from folks from Canada and the U.S. There, you know, we live a pretty lavish lifestyle comparatively. And so we wanted to have a chance to visit with them and get to know them. And so I know I was asking, I had seen our trip to the house that there were some kids out playing soccer. And so seemed like a pretty big crew there, and it wasn't very far from the house. And so when we got there for dinner, we talked about some things, and I asked the father that was there. It was a father and four kids there too. So both the mother and the father worked. The mother worked two jobs, and the father worked longer hours in one job. And so, but anyway, you know, I asked him, "Well, do your children like to play soccer?" I saw the soccer field real close by and wondered if they did that or played any other sports. And he said, "Oh," and his face lit up. He said, "Oh yes, my sons in particular love to play soccer, and my second oldest son was really good. He was on a good team, and they in fact competed and ended up, you know, being in this, like, came in second in the whole region. I was a really good player." And I said, "Oh, great. Well, so, you know, he told me about last year, them coming in second." I said, "Well, how is he doing this year with the soccer team?" He said, "Oh," and it's changed, you know, his whole face changed. He said, "Well, he really couldn't play this year because we couldn't afford athletic shoes for him." So it's not that they were barefoot everywhere, but they didn't have athletic shoes and couldn't compete. And that it just tore my heart out to think that, you know, that's just not something that would be a minimal thing expense for us compared to all the other things that go on in life. And so, you know, to see this guy working so hard for people, I've exposed their home, and I think most of the homes there are 400, 500, 600 square feet. And, you know, there'd be a living room, gathering area, eating area, kitchen, and maybe one or two bedrooms. And that's a lot when you have six people living in a house and some pets in this case. So, you know, they were had a very modest location, but they were happy and thankful, and no complaints out of their mouth, and they were very thrilled. I know they were members of the church there, and they were very excited when they were there and involved with that. And speaking of, you know, kids, there was in the church service, the kids were putting on a lot of it. Not the kids service, the adult service. I mean, we had folks dancing up there like it was a storm, choreographed dancing and music, and it was all a lot. The young people were very, I would say, dominant more than just well represented. So it was great to see that too. But there's a couple of things that I thought I'd share.
Yep. So it wasn't all hard work. The night in the house with the families was incredible. I enjoyed the one I was at. I was with Susan at Romani's house. We got to know her story a little bit better. That was a definite highlight for me. But we did some fun things too. We celebrated a little bit here and there. John, you can go first this time. What was something that you enjoyed outside of the work time?
I got you. Well, one of the things we were helping with, it wasn't really work, but they were putting on a fair for the children. I think they would call them Bible bucks or something that they had gotten for doing certain disciplines in the church, and they would have accumulated those. And so then it was time to go to the fair and spend the Bible bucks. And so they had a lot of, you know, games for them to play and prizes to win. And in fact, I was at just a prize tent. You could just come in and turn in bucks to get, you know, various cakes and candies and things of that nature. But some of those kids had been involved, had built up some pretty big bucks there for the toys and gifts that we had, and that was like their belated Christmas. So, you know, we got to act like Santa, kind of, and that was a lot of fun to see them having a blast. And like I said, the youth were very well represented. That's the thing, one of the things about Pastor Ed and his ministry there, the church that was hosting us, that they you know, they do a lot of work with young people. So that was pretty exciting. So that was part of the fun. And of course, I did get to go snorkeling the final day that, besides traveling, the final day that we were in town all day in Keecocker, which is a section that's just, again, a place to play. You go out, and we went out to snorkel in the second largest barrier reef in the world, And so that was exciting. We swam with the sharks and the skates there. And we also went and were able to go and look at some beautiful other places too in the diving. So that was a lot of fun for me. Something, one of my favorite things to do. And I'd heard about it and seen it, all about it, and now I got to experience it. And so that was great fun.
Yeah, very good. I had never done that before, so that was a pretty wonderful time too. I touched a stingray and got really close to a shark, but it moved too fast. I missed it. But yeah, pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
And remember, I guess we should point out that these were nurse sharks, so these were not things that are threatening people's lives. So we didn't do anything. Don't think they're gonna throw you in the shark pit or something.
Thank you for that. That's a good thing to point out. They were nurse sharks, and no bite, whatever. So yep. Yeah, that was.
And it's a very common thing for people to go see the rays and the sharks. Good. And cool. And they came by, but mostly because they feed them.
Yeah,
so
that's right,
Susan. What about you? Tell us something that you enjoyed outside of work time.
I think, I just wanted to preface that by saying that I think that Rob was the one, and all of you at the team at Fit Mother Project were, the itinerary from the moment we landed in Belize to the moment we, hopped on the plane to go back home, the itinerary was it was seamless. Okay. So we had everything was planned, but not overplanned. It was perfect. We had enough to, you could either get up in the morning and exercise with Dr. A on the Belizean, the streets of Belize, or you can sleep in for a little bit. And we met at a precise time, and everybody on the team, all of us, there were 17 of us, were on time every day. Can you believe that?
I will never get over that. I don't think it'll ever happen again.
The band at a specific time, and we were on the band, and we had time to talk on the band and just really get to know each other. And then every day was set up to, it was very well planned. And at the end of the day, what I remember was just eating together. We ate together three times a day, and there's something about communing with a bunch of people who are like-minded in service and like-minded in their, just their commitment, and just the simple act of eating together really brought us close. So I know that what you're referring to is talking about the day at the beach, but really some things that were kind of like not hard labor related were eating together, or just eating food that was handmade by the women of the church. And, as a pastor's kid, I know that the women of the church are the unsung heroes, right? So they were in the kitchen all day and they were cooking for us, and delicious, delicious food. And I just appreciate with the service that, we were there to provide a service, but in return, they provide an enormous service to us by feeding us. So the people that are looking to go on this trip, we're not dining at fine restaurants here. We're dining in the dining hall at the church, on the church property. And you have really big hearts cooking your food. It's all authentic, to the community there. So really delicious, delicious stuff. But aside from that, that last day when we did go to the beach was absolutely phenomenal. And it's everything that, like, when people think of Belize, when I think of Belize before this trip, I thought about the cruise ships, pulling up to their, docking stations and everybody getting off and, having a fun trip at the beach. We didn't experience that till the last day, but it was perfect because on the last day we were all friends at that time. So we were able to have a lot of fun and kind of pair up and you found your people and kind of walked the beaches together and walked, we went snorkeling, and that was beautiful too. Able to take beautiful pictures, and just, it was a real bonding moment for all of us. We had breakfast together and dinner at a nice place. And remember lunch and dinner, Craig?
At the same place.
At the same place. It was just a nice time. Aside from that, like the food and the beach, and I have to say that my time with everybody was very special, but I didn't know Dr. A before the trip. Actually, when I get off the plane, he was there. I kind of recognized him. But I said, you're the guy, right? You're like the Dr. A. He's like, yeah, I'm the Dr. A. But he was very humble. You know, he ate with the rest of us. He went out of his way to really sit, like purposefully sit with all 17 of us. Got a little bit of, you know, had a little bit of time with him, and he sought us out. I witnessed that. And my time with him was very special, and just kind of sharing our lives together and him, you know, asking me about my, you know, my fitness journey and, you know, my life journey in general. And he shared his with me, and just how authentic he was. And, you know, he's the leader of the pack, right? And I think it was just extraordinary to me. The impression he gave me was that he's just a humble, very sincere, extremely knowledgeable source of goodness for everyone out there. And I feel very blessed to have gotten to know him and everyone on the trip. And, you know, now I'm a huge fan. You know, I joined the Fit Mother Project now. So I'm part of the, you know, the crew. He's part of your crew now, and really just, you know, I'm a believer.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It is a special group. It's Dr. Anthony's a pretty special man. I was a member myself before I joined the team. And it was both him and his personality and the changes that it made in my life that made me kind of start to head in that direction. And now I work for the company, and I've been with them for 5 years now. So it is special, and it means a lot to me as an individual, not just because I work for the company, but it was really neat to be able to do this trip with all of you and with the rest of them, and to meet the people down there. And just some really good bonds have been built, and I think that's wonderful. So before we close, I want to know, I'm going to give you each like 30 seconds. I'm not going to time it, but go for 30 seconds. Tell the people watching or listening why they should go to Belize in July. Who wants to go first? I'll let you pick.
I feel like, you know, as a woman, one of my slogans is be fearless, you know, just... When I saw on my YouTube feed, you know, the trip to Belize, I was like, yes, you know, no doubts. You just have to go for it. Sometimes you just have to say yes, you know, say yes and you will be blessed. And this was something like that for me. It was a fearless endeavor, and I am so glad that I did this, and you should too.
Good. We're glad you did also. That's great. John, what would you tell somebody who's thinking about going? How would you convince them that they need to take this trip?
I would definitely encourage them to do so. I mean, you know, people get apprehensive going to different countries and going around people they don't know and all of that. I get that. I have been on some other mission trips before too. So, but, you know, many of the people had not. My wife had not. And, anyway, again, the staff, everything was thought through. Everything was, I mean, there was not a thing to worry about there. There really wasn't. And you know, that part put out of your mind. Now the other part is that it's going to be fantastic. The trip is so much more than a vacation. Certainly there are vacation parts. We went to the Maya ruins and all the stuff we did, and waters and, you know, shuttles and, you know, boats and all of that. But you know, so I think more of anything was the camaraderie that we built and the time to spend out together. And I think you mentioned the pace. It was great. We worked hard, but we had downtime too to recuperate and get ready for the next thing. Maybe that's why people were on time all the time. But anyway, yeah, I would encourage you, you know, take the plunge, do it. And yeah, no one regretted coming.
Good. Great. Well, John and Susan, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today and to share your experience in Belize. For those of you watching or listening, in the show notes, there will be links to the guide on to the promo on to join the trip. You can sign up from the trip there. Our next one is going to be in July. I believe I'm going to say the wrong dates. It's the second or third week of July. I should have those dates right here, but I messed that up. I had it in my head earlier, but at July 13th is something, I believe. So anyways, the note that'll be in the notes there. And also, if helping Romani and her family is something that might touch your heart, but you know going to Belize in July isn't going to be able to work for you, we are taking donations to help finish paying for her house. This is our project. Fit Father, Fit Mother project are putting this together. We are paying for this. Romani bought her own land. She's working through that. We want to build a house for her and because of her circumstances and all. So if you'd like to make a donation, there will be a link there also. You can make a donation and help in that way if the trip itself isn't something for you. So thank you guys for your time. Thank you all for listening. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Fit Father Project podcast. If you love what you heard, please rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts. It really helps spread this show to more men who need this valuable info. To watch full video episodes of this podcast and other motivational videos to inspire your training and more, visit our Fit Father Project YouTube channel. It's free and everything's made for busy guys over 40 like you. Visit youtube.com/FitFatherProject to get access to our entire video library. And finally, if you or someone in your life is interested in becoming a fit father or needs help losing weight, building muscle, and living healthier after age 40, then visit fitfatherproject.com where you can see our proven programs, supplement line for guys 40 plus, and free meal plan and workouts to get you started. This is Dr. Anthony Balduzzi signing off. I'll see you in the next episode.